Here's a thought. I'm not exactly sure I know how to title, so I'm giving it an arbitrary title. Either match perfectly or not at all. And I hope that becomes clear in the next minute or two. And I'll start with something that Maureen noticed when we first were getting together before we were even married. She pointed out that I have, and she's right, I have absolutely zero fashion sense, particularly in my choice of clothing. One of the first dates that we went on, I thought I was going to be very hip and dressed accordingly, and so I put on a pair of khakis and a kind of an off-white shirt. And she compassionately laughed at me when she saw this, because the tan shirt and the tan pants didn't match and looked like they didn't go together at all. And I didn't know, because I have zero fashion sense. And then there was another time, not long after that, where I wore a different outfit where I had exactly the same colored pants as shirt. And so I thought I had made an improvement by at least getting a perfect match between the two garments. And she pointed out that I looked like the ice cream man, and she was right. I did sort of look like the ice cream man. And she taught me a valuable lesson about dressing, which, believe it or not, applies to photography too. And the lesson about dressing is, if you can't match perfectly, which is a rare objective you should have, then try to find things that are different but complement each other. So the tan shirt goes with navy pants, or maybe even Levi's. The khaki pants go with maybe a blue shirt. She taught me to look for the difference between, but not to be so close as to not match. And like I say, that translated in my mind to a lesson about, of all things, depth of field. When I'm out photographing and I'm looking for a shallow depth of field, I've learned the same principle applies. If you get a shallow depth of field that's not shallow enough, what the background can tend to look like is something that's out of focus, not something that's outside the depth of field. So if you're going to create an image that has a shallow depth of field and you want the background to be out of focus, make sure it's really out of focus, because close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as they say. You will definitely want the out-of-focus background to be out of focus. Here's an example where I learned that lesson. When I was in Japan in 1990 with my 2 1/4, 3 1/4 monorail view camera, I had things set up to take a picture of a stone wall that fascinated me. And while I was fussing around and pulling the dark cloth over my head to focus and make sure the tilts and swings were exactly where I needed them to be, an elderly man, who turned out was a rice harvester, walked up and sort of just stood in the middle of the picture like he was posing for a portrait. And I very quickly refocused on his face and took the picture. What I had not done in that very short period of time, however, was decrease the depth of field by using a more wide-open aperture. I was probably shooting at f11 or f16 or something like that. And so the wall in the background was definitely background, but it was kind of barely out of focus. And it looked like a mistake, not like an out-of-focus background. And for the longest time, I looked at that picture and I tried various things to do soft blur in Photoshop, and it just never worked. It looked phony and it didn't look right. Maybe it's because I knew what it looked like in my mind's eye that I couldn't let go of it. But anyway, finally, Lightroom introduced the ability to select the subject and then invert that and use a minus lens blur with the new lens blur tool. It's been out, what, a year or two or something like that. I don't remember when it was introduced. But that lens blur tool threw the background completely out of focus, as though I had shot that picture at f2 or maybe even 2.8. It created an out-of-focus background that suddenly now was purposeful and no longer a distraction from the subject, who was the rice harvester, illustrating the principle that we either need to match perfectly or not at all. If I had had the rice harvester and the wall in perfect tack-sharp focus, maybe I could have gotten away with it. But by having the wall be ever so slightly out of focus, you say it looked like a mistake. And I find that issue with depth of field happens a lot, particularly in botanicals for some reason. I think because they're so three-dimensional and we have to get fairly close, it ends up being a very shallow depth of field. But it's not uncommon in that kind of subject to find that there are areas that are just a little soft to the point where they don't look like out-of-focus background, but they also don't look like sharply focused subject. So they're stuck in no man's land. And what I find generally true, probably are some exceptions, but generally true, to make the image entirely tack sharp or have the out-of-focus areas be really out-of-focus.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.